Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Inez de la Quatera. The $1.6 billion defamation lawsuit against Fox News gets underway today. A judge delaying the trial for a day, reportedly to give Fox time to reach a last-minute settlement. Former Fox host Gretchen Carlson tweeting, quote, "Please, Dominion, do not settle with Fox. You're about to prove something very big," end quote. President Biden speaking on the phone Monday with Ralph Yarl, the black teenager shot in the head by an 85-year-old white man in Kansas City. Yarl had gone to the man's house by mistake. Charges now filed against that man, says Yarl family attorney Lee Merritt.
Because of the national outpouring, because of the community of Missouri that stood up, because of all the national organizers and people who have lent their voice, it seems that the prosecutors and law enforcement agencies on the ground are taking the case more seriously.
A 20-year-old woman shot and killed in upstate New York over the weekend after the car she was in pulled into the wrong driveway. That homeowner, a 65-year-old man, is now in custody, charged with second-degree murder. This is ABC News. Russia's president paying another visit to Ukraine, stopping at a military headquarters in the city of Kherson. The visit coming as the war closes on its 14th month, and Ukrainian officials now indicating they are getting closer to being able to launch a counteroffensive against Russian forces. Another challenge is making the rounds of social media, and it has turned deadly for a 13-year-old in Ohio. ABC's Lionel Moise has the details.
In the dangerous stunt, users take 12 to 14 pills of the antihistamine Benadryl in hopes of hallucinating. Jacob Stevens tried it with friends filming, but instead of hallucinating, his body started seizing. He was on a ventilator for 6 days before doctors determined he would never wake up. The FDA has warned about the challenge, saying it can lead to serious heart problems, seizures, coma, or even death, and has encouraged parents to lock up the drug. A search for the challenge on TikTok today shows no videos, instead directing you to a resource page with info on substance abuse.
And as Della Quatera, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. A Republican bill would require people in Wisconsin on Badger Care Plus to renew their status every 6 months. It's similar to a bill Governor Evers vetoed a year ago. There are more than 1.5 million people in Wisconsin enrolled in Badger Care or other Medicaid programs. The bill's supporters say it aims to lower that number. Tax day is tomorrow. Americans have 3 extra days to file this year because April 15th was on a Saturday. Today is Emancipation Day, which is a holiday in Washington, D.C. Wisconsin has already processed more than 2 million tax returns. If you can't file or pay by tomorrow, you'll need to ask for an extension. In sports, Giannis Antetokounmpo is day-to-day after he bruised his back in last night's playoff loss to Miami. The Brewers open a 3-game series at Seattle tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday. Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning, and welcome to Up North News Radio for this Tuesday, April 18th. Another beautiful day on Lake Wissota, even more so as the snow continues melting that fell to about the four-inch level or so here. But literally just down the road, down Highway 29 here, there were places that got nearly 2 feet of snow as it just kept coming and coming and coming. And we'll get a full forecast for a midweek from Jennifer Wachitsky from Weatherology coming up in just a little bit. There's a lot of hodgepodge, frankly, in the headlines today. A lot of single stories rather than one big one, although they're all tied by a thread. And the thread is just another day in today's Republican Party, or just another day in the right wing. There's scaring people about crime. There's conspiracy theories. There's flip-flops on abortion. There's, I guess you're supposed to call 911 now if you see a drag show. Apparently it's that kind of a public emergency. There's doing whatever it takes to protect fossil fuel vehicles, and so forth. So we'll have a lot of little headlines and sound bites from folks. We're going to need something refreshing after that. So Christina Loria will be here with the uplift to share some positive stories that she's following for Up North News. Then in our next hour, back to renewable energy for a moment. And we're going to talk about wind turbines. You know, yes, no, it depends. And that's because of a proposal that's making the rounds in Marathon County. Farmers and landowners are being approached about signing agreements that would allow turbines to operate on their land. I mean, look, renewable energy is good, but, you know, lawsuits are bad. Getting money to use your land is good, but confusing contracts are bad. So we're frankly going to crowdsource this because there are a lot of us that are very much for renewable energy, but it's another matter if the turbine's going up, you know, right outside your front door, or in our case, the farm across the street. So we're going to look at the many angles involved in this topic. We're going to try to sort out the helpful information from the unfounded speculation. We're going to be upfront about what we don't know so that together we can all get the answers rather than just waste time guessing. So it's going to be less about us telling you information than working together and helping those folks in Marathon County, Clark County, any place, assess the situation fairly. And that way come to a decision that is as much a win-win as possible. Hans Breitenmoser will be along to help us work through balancing the benefits and the questions. And Chad Holmes from Bull Falls Radio in Wausau will join us as well. So that's all coming up. Plus, Aaron Zommers, what appears to be, it's going to be our shortest ever music break and history lesson. The answer to the question, what happened on this day, April 18th in history? The answer appears to be not much.
Just a big resounding shrug.
It's a shrug. I will say, you know, we look at a couple of categories. What happened on this day in music history? Because then we can play music clips and talk about, you know, nice entertaining things. We look at birthdays. But if you, big news events, that's another one. And then there's a whole different category that we don't talk about, and that's people who died on this day. And for whatever reason, this seems to be a day. I mean, if we were going to say who died on April 18th, like, oh, I could tick off this person, this person, this person, this person. But that's just a little too gloomy for this hour of the morning. So, we're just going to have to stick with the few things that we could find. We're currently at one song, aren't we, for the music break?
Yeah, currently.
So,
but I'm looking for some excuses for other songs.
You go right ahead. You look, you're going to have time to look around, and if we can play a couple of things, that would be great. And on top of all that, like I told you before, isn't there anything? And I know you did this happened to you once before too. Is there nothing quite like waking up, getting set to turn on your computer or whatever to get the morning going, and realizing that a software update was done overnight?
Oh, yeah. I love when your computer just takes matters into its own hands.
And here's the thing. On my show notes that I made yesterday for today, one of the notes in all capital letters, it says all those tabs, because I have really not done a great job lately of closing tabs I'm not using, or frankly, I just need a lot of different tabs. So, of course, on the day I'm going to talk about all these open tabs on my Windows, on my computer screen, I turn it on, all the tabs are gone. That's great. That's just, it really helps you prioritize at that point. What's gone that I really need, and try to get it back. Exactly. So we'll work our way through today. By the way, one last reminder, this is tax day. April 15th was over the weekend. Yesterday was a holiday in a couple of states. And so today, if you haven't turned your taxes in yet, or if you haven't filed for an extension, which I have to admit, I didn't know much about filing, tax extensions till the 3 years that we lived overseas. And now that's just a regular thing that you do. It's, basically a piece of paper. You send in what an estimated payment. Then you have until August to get it all figured out. So if you don't have it figured out, file the extension. It's not that big a deal.
I didn't know it was that simple.
It is pretty much that simple, except that, again, you do have to make a good faith effort to say, okay, here's what I think I may owe, if you think you owe. And if you don't think you owe, if you think you get a refund, well, don't delay. Get that sent in. Brewers win in Seattle 7-3. We'll have details about that, because it looks like, once again, another Brewers pitcher could be looking at an injury, or at least something minor that still could get in the way of, the Brewers having a nice early start to things. We don't really have any news on Giannis Antetokounmpo after falling hard on his tailbone in game one of that playoff series against Miami. Game two will be tomorrow. So we'll wait to see if there's any news on that. So we'll get to sports, headlines, and much more coming up on this Tuesday morning for Up North News Radio. We'll be back.
Do you wish you knew someone who could help develop your palate and passion for diverse healthy teas from all around the world? Cultivate Tasting Green Bay is owned by a certified tea specialist, and Jennifer is known for hosting a series of professional tea tastings, unique and upscale, but inviting and open to all. Learn more about Cultivate Taste at CultivateTaste.com or call 920-770-7163. 920-770-7163. Cultivate your taste at Cultivate Taste Green Bay.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, out come ticket.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football, fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Like this, we've turned over a lot of the bumper music duties to Aaron today. What'd you bring us this morning?
This is the theme song to RuPaul's Drag Race.
Nice. Okay. Thank you for that. Oh, let me get us back on camera here. There we go. Thank you. If you're watching live on Facebook, over at the Up North News Facebook page, or the Civic Media Facebook page, or Bull Falls Radio, our station in Wausau. So let's get that Brewers update real quick. Corbin Burnes pitched 5 1/3 innings, but with one out in the sixth inning, he left the game with a left pectoral strain. Burnes said he wasn't going to push too hard and risk a little bit of discomfort turning into a bigger problem. The Brewers still went on to beat the Seattle Mariners 7-3 late last night, so the Brewers have won 4 of their last 5 games. But in pointing to his chest, Burnes said, it's just one of those things that was starting to cramp up and tighten up and affect me mechanically. He said he believed the injury happened 2 innings earlier when he made the tag on a Seattle player during a rundown that ended the 4th inning. So, again, better safe than sorry, but between Brandon Woodford and some of the other pitching ailments, it's a bit of a nervous time over in the Brewers bullpen and in the dugout. But still, the Brewers did manage to put 7 runs across. Let's see, Bryce Terang, second homer of the season. He did that as a pinch hitter. Luke Voit had an RBI double, and there were RBI singles from Owen Miller, Brian Anderson, and William Contreras. Colin Ray will pitch tonight for the Brewers around 8:40 if they get started, and then 3:10 tomorrow afternoon off Thursday, and then 9 games at home, Boston, Detroit, and the California Angels, as I still like to call them. And again, as I mentioned before, Bucks in Miami, game 2 tomorrow, x-rays negative on Giannis, but it's really going to be, as the coach said, how he feels as he gets closer to game time. Does he feel like, he can perform? All right. Well, since Aaron played the RuPaul music, I'm going to start with the comments about drag shows. And this one's from a Minnesota legislator. So it's the least consequential of the stories I'm passing along, but let's just get it out of the way, because I learned a bit about the bumper crop of new legislators in Minnesota, in very Republican outstate Minnesota. And I mean, it's a crew. You're about to hear from Nathan Wessenberg. He's a state senator. He lists on his campaign site, a wildlife biologist by trade, a patriot by choice. Same guy suggested that Minnesota Governor Tim Walz should be jailed because of vaccine mandates. His quote here is, "It's not a vaccine. It's a death shot." So now that we've established what a winner this guy is, here's his comment yesterday in floor remarks in the Minnesota legislature. Here's his advice on what to do if you see drag shows or drag queens. Apparently, you're supposed to call 911. You know, the thing you call for genuine public health emergencies. Here's what he had to say.
I talked to my sheriff and other sheriffs about some of the drag shows that have been going on, and they said that, and when I showed them the videos of the ones that happened in Duluth and Minneapolis, there were drag queens accepting money from minors. Now, I've called 911 and I have reported this as child abuse, and if that were to happen in my county, they would go and do that. So we cannot be accepting, drag queens cannot be accepting money from minors. It's on video. That's disgusting and wrong and immoral, and we could go on, down the list. So if this money is going to that, we can't accept that. And I would encourage anyone that sees that behavior to also report that behavior. Thank you.
Yeah, report that behavior. He refers to it as child abuse, disgusting, wrong, and immoral. Well, Senator Wessenberg, if I may be so bold, here's what counts as child abuse. Here's what's disgusting and wrong and immoral. It would be your position that to do anything to reduce the scourge of gun violence against our children is wrong, and that you have talked about your willingness to stand in the way of anything like that. Your worship of guns is wrong. It's immoral. It's disgusting, and it's child abuse. So, you know, until a drag show somehow leads to a school shooting or something like that, you can stand down. You don't have to go to the show, and you don't have to waste the time of your sheriffs and police departments calling 911 because something offends you, you poor baby. Item number two, let's get back closer to home here, is Senator Ron Johnson. He is talking in this clip to some right-wing news channel about the document leak, you know, the 21-year-old who's been arrested now for basically just showing off his access to classified documents. Now, Johnson's going to make mention of, you know, how somebody at his level gets access. Ron Johnson chaired the Homeland Security Committee for a number of years. He knows darn well that there are more than 1 million people with some kind of security clearance, and that he could have done something to reduce that, but he didn't. And now this problem's come up, and who does he blame for this? Does he blame the lack of any action to rein in who has security clearance? No, he blames the deep state. And I think anytime he mentions deep state, I tend to hear like really creepy clown circus music that comes in when he starts to go off on conspiracy theories. It might just be me. Listen and see what you think.
This whole leaking situation just doesn't ring true to me at all. This is just bizarre what is happening, that such a low-level individual would have access to such highly classified information. It's just simply bizarre. So I don't take anything at face value that, you know, I get told by these intelligence agencies, by this administration. The deep state knows what it's done. It doesn't give up its secrets very easily. It knows how to hide the ball, knows how to destroy documents, I fear. So I don't know that we'll ever really get to the bottom of this. This is just a bizarre situation to me.
Did you catch that, Aaron, or was that just me? Do I just put in creepy circus music when he talks about the deep state?
I don't know. It was pretty... It definitely comes in every time.
Okay. All right. So it's not just me. Maybe it accompanies him. I'm not exactly sure. But, and again, he chaired the Homeland Security Committee. He has been warned by intelligence agencies to stop spreading Russian disinformation. And instead he goes and tells you that I don't take anything at face value that I get told by these intelligence agencies. And this person's in the government telling you not to believe the government and is doing, you know, damn little about it. Now we turn to Tom Tiffany. Tom Tiffany was part of a committee hearing yesterday in New York City. And it was all about crime. But the truth is, it wasn't all about crime. It was completely an abuse of committee power to have basically put on a performance to talk about crime in New York City, and that's what the district attorney, Alvin Bragg, there ought to be working on, and not the white-collar crime, which is more prevalent in New York City than almost any place else in the world. But this is the Republican committee running interference. Now, I could share with you a bunch of clips about Republicans making claims about crime and Democrats pointing out where they're wrong and how they're just simply, you know, engaged in this, you know, theatrical performance to, you know, make Donald Trump happy. But I'm just going to play a little snippet of the Tom Tiffany comment from the hearing, because again, you get to the real essence of the man. You get him talking about, you know, those scary people in Milwaukee, and you get him using the anti-Semitic trope about George Soros, a very wealthy donor to liberal and progressive causes, including to the parent company of Up North News, as if there aren't also billionaires who have their own right-wing causes and buy Supreme Court justices and things. But this is typical of the rhetoric of Congressman Tom Tiffany.
I'm so glad we're having this first hearing in New York, but I want you to come to my state. I want you to come to Milwaukee. Milwaukee has 10% of the population, and they have 25% of the crime. Mr. Kessler, that's the problem, is the Soros prosecutors are not doing their job. And in Wisconsin, now we've got a Soros Supreme Court justice. The people of Wisconsin better hang on, because violent crime is going to get worse.
Now, you'll recall that yesterday, I kind of poo-pooed speculation that Tom Tiffany might be the Republican who challenges Tammy Baldwin. It has since come out that, he's providing rhetoric like this about violent crime, and so that's got people thinking that he might run for Senate. It was also discovered over the weekend that several domain names, you know, kind of the Tom Tiffany for Senate, you know, Tiffany for Senate, things like that, had been purchased. Neither one of those things really sway me, because first off, you should do that even if there's speculation that you might run for something. When I first ran for office, I bought up, you know, Pat Kreitlow, this, Kreitlow for Senate, this, Kreitlow the number four for Senate, this. So somebody's just doing their due diligence, because it seems like every campaign now there's a candidate who forgets to buy up a certain domain, and then the other party buys it and plays gotcha and ha ha ha. That's fine. But and in terms of the crime thing, that's just Tom Tiffany's motive. He has lived to simply scare people about criminals, whether it's New York City criminals or, you know, brown skin criminals from south of the border, or, you know, the things that are coming in from China. It's never about the crime in his district. It's never, for example, about the guy with a record of threatening cops who gunned down two law enforcement officers in his district about 10 days ago. Did it move him to say that there should be red flag laws in Wisconsin or at a national level? No, it did not. And so again, Tom Tiffany can divert all he wants. He can talk about New York City, but any basic look at the facts will show you that New York has more people. But in terms of your odds of being affected by crime, if you look at the crime rate, it is so much higher in many Republican-led cities. Miami, Oklahoma City, Jacksonville, Fresno, Colorado Springs, Tulsa, Oklahoma. In those cities and more, you have better odds of being affected by crime than you do in New York City. And Tom Tiffany at one point said, I'm tired of hearing about these percentages. Listen to these raw numbers. And he's right in that the raw number is higher, but that doesn't have an impact on what happens to you so much as the crime rate, the percentage. And it should trouble you if your congressman does not understand statistics. But I'm not surprised, because this is the same congressman who had a problem with math after the 2020 presidential election. His multiple efforts to overturn the will of the voters, because he couldn't understand that his guy, Trump's number, was smaller than Joe Biden's number, and that made his guy, Trump, a loser. And yet he supported overturning the will of the voters. He signed on in support of a lawsuit that threatened to overturn the will of Wisconsin voters, because if he doesn't like math, he is to math what Donald Trump is to hurricane maps, where you just take a Sharpie and you draw on it where you want the hurricane to go. It's as nonsensical as calling 911 on a drag show. These are folks that simply cannot work at their actual job for their constituents. We need some better news. Christina Lurie is going to have the uplift next. You're up north.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Inez de la Quatera. The $1.6 billion defamation lawsuit against Fox News gets underway today. A judge delaying the trial for a day, reportedly to give Fox time to reach a last-minute settlement. Former Fox host Gretchen Carlson tweeting, quote, "Please, Dominion, do not settle with Fox. You're about to prove something very big," end quote. President Biden speaking on the phone Monday with Ralph Yarl, the black teenager shot in the head by an 85-year-old white man in Kansas City. Jarl had gone to the man's house by mistake. Charges now filed against that man, says Jarl family attorney Lee Merritt.
Because of the national outpouring, because of the community of Missouri that stood up, because of all the national organizers and people who have lent their voice, it seems that the prosecutors and law enforcement agencies on the ground are taking the case more seriously.
A 20-year-old woman shot and killed in upstate New York over the weekend after the car she was in pulled into the wrong driveway. That homeowner, a 65-year-old man, is now in custody, charged with second-degree murder. This is ABC News.
Ho-Chunk Gaming and Acoustics has given away over $50,000 throughout the month of April with our tax time giveaway. Starting March 31st and going until April 29th, Ho-Chunk Gaming and Acoustics will be giving away some extra tax time money every Friday and Saturday in April. We'll start with warming everyone up this spring with hot seat drawings every hour from noon to 6 for your chance to win up to $100 in rewards play. Then we'll be giving away the green with drawings starting at 7 and going till 9 p.m. where two winners will win over $1,000 cash every hour. Guests must earn 25 points with their rewards club cards to participate. This April, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa will be having an egg hunt for the adults. This time with our $1,000 egg hunt starting at noon and going till 9 p.m. every Sunday and Monday. We'll be having hot seat drawings every hour to give away prizes up to $1,000 cash. Hop on over to Rewards Club booth for complete contest rules and details. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor. Bring home some extra green this spring with Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1. On Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standing room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, out come tickets.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football, fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Follow Up North News with our daily newsletter. Go to our website, upnorthnewswi.com, and click newsletter on the top banner. Once again, here's Pat Kreitlow.
Sunday, happy days.
It is always nice that at some point in the morning you don't have to listen to me yodel about the news, which is sometimes not fun, sometimes not encouraged. It's vital, don't get me wrong, but sometimes we need a refreshing break. And Christina Lurie is here with the uplift. Some of the stories that you'll find in the newsletter over at upnorthnewswi.com. Click newsletter in the top banner. And here's a little sampler platter of that. Christina Lurie, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for having me.
I am very happy about this first story. First off, because, of course, there's a Wisconsin connection. But second, it's about a game show. And frankly, you know, way back, there used to be way more game shows on. And I used to watch pretty much all of them. And I don't get to watch The Wall very much on NBC, but it's kind of like a big old Plinko board. And you got to like the Wisconsin connection to this. And I'm going to have to go back and look at that episode. What episode are we talking about here?
Yes, The Wall. It's on NBC, also available if anyone missed it on Peacock. It's, you put it perfectly. It's the perfect combo of like a giant Plinko board, but then the question side of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. And on this most recent episode, it was actually the season premiere, Christiana and Nick Trapani from Door County Candle Company, obviously in Door County, they were on that and they won $1.35 million, which is pretty much unheard of.
That's like amazing. Those
standards today. And what the absolute best part of this story, it's really the epitome of good things happening to good people. Because if Door County Candle sounds familiar to anyone, it's probably because you heard them on the news several times since the war in Ukraine started. They started this massive fundraising effort where they made Ukraine candles that were just a simple vanilla scented blue and yellow candle that people could buy. And all of the proceeds were donated to a charity that was on the ground in Ukraine, helping people who have been lost everything. And, you know, you mentioned the news that you talk about all the time, Pat. I think one thing that too often gets lost now is that there is a life-altering, massive war happening halfway around the world. And I mean, there's innocent people dying every day. And so these are some great people here in Wisconsin who won an extra $1.3 million. And they're going to put that money to invest it in their business so they're able to do even more good. Now they not only make candles for Ukraine, they've done fundraising efforts for areas hit here affected by recent floods, tornadoes. They're just really the best kind of representation that Wisconsin could have.
Oh, it's just so cool that it would happen for them, for what they've been doing since the Russian invasion and all the atrocities there. And the fact that they were able to win it, because again, from what I know about the few times I've watched The Wall, it is quite possible to lose the winnings that you got. You know, the money comes and goes. And so there's such a sense of drama about this. And so, yes, this episode is, you can find it on the Peacock app. You may need a paid plan for it, but it would be worth your while to see something good happen for these folks from the Door County Candle Company. Now we'll go down the road a little bit, down 43 toward the Fiserv Forum, where you know, Giannis and the rest of the Milwaukee Bucks are underway in the first round of the NBA playoffs. And look, maybe folks missed, you know, Giannis and the Bucks when they were winning the NBA title, you know, a couple of years back, but they're on the move once again. If you haven't fallen in love with Giannis Antetokounmpo yet, well, you have all the more reason to, based on just what kind of an outstanding person he is. And he kind of let us see a little bit more, kind of more of a window to his soul, I guess you could put it, Christina.
Yeah, he is just, you can't say enough positive things about him. Obviously, he really led the Bucks to that 2021 title, and you know, the first in so long since 1971, so the first in 50 years for Milwaukee. So of course sports aficionados love him for that. But even if you're not an NBA follower at all, like, it is time right now to jump on the Giannis train, because just this week he came out publicly talking about 2020. Remember that year that many of us like to not talk about. And he talked about how he was about to walk away from the NBA. He said his mental health was at an all-time low. And he really just, it put things in perspective for him. He had a young son. He wanted to commit to his family, and basketball just wasn't mentally healthy for him at the time. And you just love that honesty, because you not only don't hear it often from professional athletes, but really men in general. And I love that he's igniting that conversation and being a role model for everyone. He took a moment and he collected himself, thought about what he wanted to do. And he went on that year to sign a 5-year, $228 million contract extension, which was the largest contract in NBA history, still is to that day. So it's just a great example. I go to therapy myself, and I hear from my therapist that sometimes the best reaction is no action at all. It's okay to stand still sometimes and not make progress and just collect your thoughts, think about where you are. And I love that Giannis is a great role model for that.
And to the extent that, again, he would help, because he's doing this in sports, you've got, well, basically a degree of, you know, what I would call toxic masculinity there, or people got to be tough guys and such. And so anytime somebody's willing to come out, especially somebody who's already a role model, and again, take away some of that stigma surrounding mental health care. That should absolutely be rewarded and put in the spotlight as we've done here. Third and final story this time on the Uplift is about the five hottest majors at UW-Madison right now. And I asked if it was compiled by, you know, some publication trying to get, you know, a little publicity or what have you. No, it's actually the campus itself is telling you, here are the five hottest majors.
Yes, drum roll, please. Should I do a countdown? So number five is global health. And that is actually a brand new major. It was first offered in 2019. If you're wondering what the heck is that, students, they study bioscience and public health and relate that to things like climate change, food systems, disease ecology, and other issues that are happening right now. So it seems really, really practical and very interesting. Number four is psychology, which obviously stemming from that mental health conversation, is kind of at the forefront of many of our minds. So that saw an increase of 363 students over the past 5 years. And third is consumer behavior and marketplace studies, another one that might like leave you scratching your head wondering what that is. So that helps students positively influence global commerce and technology from a people first perspective. So it basically blends business, analytics, technology, and then also that human side, adding in creativity and empathy. Mm-hmm. Number two, any guesses, Pat?
Journalism?
No,
of course.
I know that would have been a better pitch to you.
Not to me. I would have been so shocked if you'd have said that, but no, what's number two?
Number two is computer science. I mean, it's hard to deny the impact of computers. They're everywhere. I mean, we're kind of slowly rolling out some AI technology within our own office. So that's not only one of the fastest growing majors, but one of the largest too overall, which makes a lot of sense. And then number one is kind of similar to that, but it's data science. So that's actually part of the university's new school of computer data and information sciences. They had to add an entire school just because they saw so many people interested in this. And this major was first offered in 2019. So it's a combo of stats, computer sciences, and what they call the I school. So
kind of, it's like the input and the output. So, but the data is everywhere. I mean, just again, from a sports standpoint, it used to be just go out and, you know, dribble the ball and shoot it. And now there's all this data about, well, you know, if you shoot from this part or that part and, you know, everything that Sabermetrics has done for baseball, and that's just sports. I mean, look at all the data you and I have to talk about at Up North News when we're talking about, you know, engagements, not just subscriptions, but, you know, likes and all the different ways to study it. So yeah, if you're a young person listening and are looking for a career path that's going to be available to you, data science and computer science are definitely it. So no journalism, no Latin.
No, but I like to see students studying this kind of stuff because this is stuff that you need training for. I often wonder, was my college degree even worth it? Because here in, you know, the journalism world, we really learn the most from hands-on experience. There's nothing really you can learn in a classroom. I would have liked to learn all the technical aspects of our jobs, the editing, all the software, but that's so rapidly changing that even if I had learned that 10 years ago when I was in school, we wouldn't have used those programs today anymore.
Another one that I always wanted all of my reporters to, I wish that I could have them take, was statistics, coming back to data, because I don't think they appreciate just how many reports, you know, you have to plow through and try to make sense of everything that's in there. But I'm also always going to be passionate about liberal arts and a college degree, because it's at that whole, you know, teaching you how to think, how to do critical thinking, how to do analysis, along with things like history, empathy, all of that. So yes, kids, study the science, study the computers, but don't forget to learn how to learn. It should be a lifelong thing. And for that and more, we appreciate Christina Laurie bringing us the Uplift, which again, her email address, Christina Laurie, her last name is Lorey, at upnorthnewswi.com. I hope you're getting some good suggestions and feedback from folks on this.
I am. We have a great audience. You have a great audience. Thank you for sharing it with us here at our Up North newsletter. If anyone would like to sign up, we're sending out the defining part of our newsletter is that we start everyone with this positive news. So it really is an uplift to your morning.
Yeah, I should add as well that there is oftentimes a little political block from yours truly. We have appropriately put that way at the bottom. And so, yes, go get the good news on top. There's all kinds of other stories in between. And then we make sure that if there's anything new politically that there's down there, sometimes we promo what's on an upcoming guest or something like that. So if you're not getting this newsletter, stop. Go over to upnorthnewswi.com right now and do that so that you get what Christina puts together every day. Thank you again. Hope you have a great day.
You too. And Pat, I like to think we save the best for last.
Oh, bless your heart. Talk to you later. Ah, bless your heart indeed, Christina. Thank you so much. We needed that little break because, as I mentioned at the top of the program, there's just so many small stories. As we start the week here, it seems like we've come past the election, the spring election for state Supreme Court, and we're in, you know, what the old church calendar used to call ordinary time, where we're no longer involved in any election campaigns, but we still have to deal with news of the day as things come up. We talked, you heard me mention statistics again, and Congressman Tom Tiffany's lack of understanding of how statistics work. Now there's his Republican counterpart in the 3rd District, Derek Van Orden, who reportedly late last week on a right-wing radio station in Wausau said that there should be exceptions to Wisconsin's ban on most abortions. Again, taking the view of a couple of legislators of trying to appear moderate on the topic of women's health care rights, where he said that there should be exceptions for rape and incest. And then he went on to say that allowing abortions up to the 15th week of pregnancy should at least be discussed, as he put it, which again, to basically paraphrase Dr. Lyerly, who are you to determine that it should be 15 weeks? And he went on to talk about, when do fetuses, feel pain? That's why he talked about a 15-week limit, although the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists has been clear that a human fetus can't feel pain until at least 24 or 25 weeks, which at that point a fetus is viable. So the only reason you would even consider terminating a pregnancy is for something catastrophic. It's not some kind of an elective procedure, of convenience, the way that some people would have you to believe. Now, even though Van Orden says the legislature should consider, exceptions for rape and incest and a 15-week abortion ban rather than a total ban, he also indicated, according to a story from Wisconsin Public Radio, that he, Van Orden, is not likely to back a similar bill in Congress that would be there. Because again, what's good for you is, not necessarily what's good for everybody else. So he says it's all about making it a states' rights thing, when what it really appears to be is trying to, look a bit more moderate than you really are. And as plenty of critics have said, when push comes to shove, is Derek Van Orden actually going to stand for women's reproductive rights? Let's just say there's a lot of doubt on that. History lesson, a music break, and some extra birthdays next. You're up north.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps. Truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
WMDX, the truth you can't ignore.
Still one of my favorite songs of the 80s. It was number one on this day in 1987. That was Aretha Franklin, of course, and George Michael scored number one with their duet, I Knew You Were Waiting. This was Aretha's first time in the number one spot on the singles chart since Respect. That was in 1967, setting what was then the record for the longest period of time between number one hits. Some other historical notes today. The cornerstone for St. Peter's Basilica was laid on this day in 1506. Earthquake and fire destroyed much of San Francisco on this day in 1906. The world lost Dick Clark at the age of 82 on this day in 2012. And let's see, it was four, was it really 4 years ago? Yeah, 4 years ago, a redacted version of the Mueller report was released to Congress and the public. Shall we say redacted and heavily skewed from what the report actually was trying to indicate. Also, Edgar Wright is 49 today, the English director best known for his fast-paced camera work and movies such as Hot Fuzz, Shaun of the Dead, and one of Aaron's favorites, Scott Pilgrim versus the World. Yes?
Oh, yeah. I love that movie. It's and this is a song from it. This is Black Sheep. It stars Michael Cera as Scott Pilgrim, and it's based off of a comic, and it very much captures the feel of the comic with the camera work and a lot of on-screen visual effects like pow and stuff like that, like you'd see in old comics.
I like it. Okay. So that's Edgar Wright is 49 today. And then if you don't like comics, maybe you like ventriloquists. And I have to admit that I do like one, and it's Jeff Dunham, and he is 61 years old today. I get the feeling from your notes, Aaron, you are not a Jeff Dunham fan, or are we just making dummy jokes, you know, for ventriloquists?
More so just dummy jokes.
Okay. I, you know, say what you will. The guy's got talent. I certainly liked his first, I don't know, three specials. I don't know that I've seen the most recent one. Let's see. Kourtney Kardashian is 44 years old today. Conan O'Brien is 60. And we would not have known that were it not for another birthday. And that from Joanne in Madison, who also puts a comment up on Facebook and says, along with Conan's birthday, it's also hers. And so she's our true celebrity birthday for today, Joanne. So thanks for submitting that. And again, for recognizing the shamelessness, which we embrace on this show. If it's your birthday or you want to shout out somebody else's birthday, this is the place to do it. Either on the phone, talk to Aaron first. We'll put you up on the air here, or put a comment on Facebook over at the Up North News Facebook page or the Civic Media Facebook page. And, you know, if we see it, we put that on. We're really not above any of that, are we, Aaron?
Definitely not.
So there you go. I mean, sometimes our music break and history lesson takes us, you know, right up until the top of the hour. And then other days, like I said, we mentioned Dick Clark passing away. There were many others. We try not to wallow in that too much. We mentioned the Dick Clark one just because people thought he was never going to age for the longest time. I mean, some people are very lucky to keep their their boyish or their young woman looks for as long as possible. And Dick Clark was definitely one of them until, much later in life. So our theme this hour, because there's been so many different things, going on this week to talk about, has centered on different things that Republicans have said or done. And our most recent one was Derek Van Orden's, flip-flop on abortion ban exceptions. We also found just as Tom Tiffany and members of Congress were, putting on a circus in New York City about crime, Scott Walker, of course, can't resist getting involved. So he throws out a tweet that says, "Once a great city, Chicago is on life support. This is what happens when radicals control everything." Look, I think Twitter is dying. I don't know that it's going to be around much longer. But if you're going to be on Twitter, at least be on it to read the responses anytime Scott Walker puts up a tweet. Many of them along the lines of, how can we miss you if you won't go away? Or don't go away angry, just go away. And the former governor never has a bad take on anything. And his most recent one was Chicago, because again, whatever it is to scare people about the city, about urban crime, wink. There's going to be a forum coming up on Thursday, sponsored by the Tommy Thompson Center on Public Leadership at UW-Madison and UWM in Waukesha. And it's going to be in Waukesha. And it's going to be entitled "Breaking the News, Understanding Media Bias." So to understand media bias, it would seem to me you would want a panel that is, shall we say, on the up and up to discuss this and to have a level-headed discussion of, where news outlets are coming from. Are they hiding their biases and pretending to be straight? Or are they more like Courier Newsroom and Up North News, which comes right out and tells you, here are our values. They are progressive. They're from a left of center perspective, but we're still going to have news actually rooted in facts, not lies or speculation, which leads us to the whole Fox News, Dominion defamation lawsuit that's getting underway this week. And yet who's on the panel? Well, one of the former big names from Fox News Channel, Greta Van Susteren. There's also a deputy opinion editor of Newsweek who is the author of a book, "Bad News: How Woke Media is Undermining Democracy." And again, there's that buzzword. If somebody's using woke, and of course using it in a pejorative sense, you're not really going to get somebody on the up and up there talking about bias. And then there's a professor of economics from George Mason University. And among his recently published books, "Left Turn: How Liberal Media Bias Distorts the American Mind," and "An Insider's Report on the Use of Race in Admissions at UCLA," with the larger title called "Cheating by Using Race in Admissions." So look, they may have a perfectly fine discussion. I'm hoping they get some good questions from the audience, but and I don't know if there's a moderator per se who's going to, shall we say, keep these folks honest. But if you want a panel on understanding media bias, I think what we're going to understand is the bias that they bring into this, which is not to say that they won't have some valid points. But please don't pretend that you're going to be down the middle on how you weigh this. Understand, if you're going to this, the perspective they bring to it, much like the perspective that Mark Jacob and I bring on Friday mornings at 7:30, when we raise what we think are very valid criticisms of how the media covers the news. But just be aware of this before you go into things there on Thursday. We'll take a break for news. We've got more of these short stories about modern life and American politics, and we'll also talk about wind power and what we need to know next. You're up north.
Moms, they really are the best. So this year, give her something really special. Write a special message for your mom, and we'll broadcast it right here on this station throughout the entire weekend of Mother's Day. Call 608-819-8255. 608-819-8255.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC.